Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system for 25 years, helping clients really with many different health problems. When I start maintaining a client's lymphatic system to help their health problems, many begin to lose weight. If you haven't joined my Facebook group, Autism Lymph Brain Support Group, please do. I'm trying to get information out about the lymphatic system and autism, and I need your help. So please join the Autism Lymph Brain Support Group, and there you can download my free ebook, The New Science of Autism. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help weight gain in autism by balancing pH. Helping those on the autism spectrum lose weight is much more than losing weight. It's about reducing cellular waste and inflammation to improve quality of life. And this is whether, you know, you were diagnosed as a teen or adult, or, you know, you have a child, teen, or adult on the spectrum. It doesn't matter. We all have to understand how to reduce cellular waste. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain Weight Loss and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I show you step-by-step how to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this missed science, how a compromised lymphatic system is allowing cellular waste to build in our body and brain, I develop body work called Lymph Practic. It gets to the root cause of our health problems. We're filling with cellular waste. I activate your lymphatic system over a few sessions, and your life changes. You sleep better. You feel better. You're more relaxed, and you begin to lose weight, I see on some clients. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can benefit most health problems. When you're trying to help those on the spectrum, whether it's yourself, a child, or a teen, or adult, worrying about weight is really low on the list. You are more concerned with trying to help cognitive, emotional, digestive, and skin issues. Just like in the general population, where there is a large problem with obesity, there is a problem with obesity and autism. There can be many reasons for those on the spectrum to gain weight. Very finicky eaters eat a lot of, again, acidic food, bread, meat proteins, inactivity, not moving a lot, genetics, even medications can increase weight. Medications used for autism can increase the chance of gaining weight. Research has found that after 6 weeks of taking a standard dose of risperidone, children had greater increases in insulin levels and insulin resistance than children taking a placebo. Weight gain and the resulting metabolic problems are side effects of nearly all antipsychotic drugs. But rapid weight gain can be especially worrisome in children on the spectrum. There's a real reason to help those on the spectrum lose weight. It is to reduce the buildup of cellular waste and inflammation that may be adding to toxicity in the body and brain, also to why they're gaining weight. You've heard me mention a lymph-brain connection many times. That there's, you know, they found lymphatic vessels in the brain. They know that the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid is into lymphatic vessels, right? We know that the brain is dependent on a healthy flowing lymph system. But there's science on how the lymphatic system and weight gain, you know, are connected, have been linked. And we have to look to studies in 2005 when two studies linked fat and obesity to damaged lymphatic vessels. Researchers took mice, damaged the PROX1 gene, which makes healthy lymph vessels. They damaged it in the legs, and the lymphatic vessels became ruptured and leaky. The legs of the mice became fat. Now, that's not what's happening to us. I believe we're just becoming congested from cellular waste like log jams in a river, and we're slowly becoming. Otherwise, we'd be born. We would, you know, be born overweight if we had these problems with our lymphatic vessels already. So I believe it's a problem that we're filling up over time. When you're overweight, you have more cellular waste and inflammation in your body. Another recent study found that stubborn weight gain is in part due to inflammation. So when we have, you know, when we can't lose weight, that heavy weight is really full of inflammation. So we have to improve circulation. So activating the lymphatic system can be a powerful tool to help reduce cellular waste and inflammation to help with weight loss. The lymph system helps to improve every system in the body, right? It's something that we all have to think about. So We maintain every system in the body by taking care of this one system, the lymphatic system. And we really don't think of the lymphatic system in our idea of autism or in the idea of gaining weight, but we need to. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with acidic cellular waste, and it's really parts of cells like log jams in a river, creating inflammation and acidity, which can negatively affect the cells. The lymph system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes. Many of the vessels are as thin as your hair, so it's going to get congested often, especially if we're not moving a lot. In some individuals with autism, you can see the acidity and inflammation in their skin. It's red, hot, inflamed. The same acidity is constricting the lymphatic vessels, limiting detoxification. I'm about to explain a new research on Alzheimer's and an acidic brain cell, limiting detoxification in the brain. Researchers have found that a missed root cause of Alzheimer's is an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. Astrocytes provides nutrients to the nervous tissue, maintenance of extracellular ion balance, and plays a role in the repair and scarring process of the brain and spinal cord following traumatic injuries. The researchers found that when the astrocyte becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself. That means detoxification in the cell is compromised. Your body and brain are made up of trillions of cells. When these cells become acidic, they can't clean themselves. This same phenomenon of acidic cells becoming toxic is happening in the brain, digestive system, and skin of those on the spectrum. It is also why they can't gain weight, or they can't lose weight. The need to understand how to balance the pH of the cells is important in autism and really in most health problems. Before I tell you what you can do to help balance pH of the cells to help weight gain in autism, let me explain how I can help you in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphapractic. I help most health problems from chronic pain, anxiety, depression, ADHD, Asperger's, autism, PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and dementia. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and natural detoxification. And it's gentle. We do it over a few weeks. You will feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have been in a long time. And with those on the spectrum, they're going to be more calm, going to have less explosive outbursts, you know, a lot less jumping around. And just a happier child, a teen or adult. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out our virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to improve your lymphatic system. It's something we all need to know how to do, whether we have autism or not. And it's life-changing. Can you imagine maintaining a system that removes cellular waste with your own two hands, understanding diet and a few basic supplements? It really is going to change your life. How do you help those on the spectrum lose weight and really help most of their symptoms? You balance the pH of the body and manually improve lymph flow to improve detoxification of cellular waste. Now, pH is the potential of hydrogen. When we have more hydrogen, we have less oxygen in our system. And when we're acidic, we have a lot more hydrogen in our body. So when we have alkalinity, when we're over 7, we have more alkaline, which is oxygen and hydrogen. And when we're acidic, it's just a lot of hydrogen, much less oxygen, and the cells don't like that. They can't function. They constrict. So an acidic pH constricts the cell and limits lymph flow and detoxification. A balanced pH or slightly alkaline, about 7.2, improves lymph flow and circulation. When pH is in balance, which is about 6.5 to 7.5, the body and brain gives up waste more easily, right? It's really a concept that we have to think of. We just learned how an acidic brain cell limits detoxification of brain, and that really is starting in every health problem. It begins in the cell. So you have to start thinking about gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. We don't need big detoxes. They're too overwhelming. They can actually create more toxicity. You look at what foods you or your child are eating. Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? There's an acid-alkaline food chart at healthylymphsystem.com. On my homepage, in the bottom, you'll see a link to an acid-alkaline food chart. Start eating more alkaline foods. Diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity, but it's hard to control in children on the spectrum. I understand that, and most children. I understand how many on the spectrum have limited diets, but we have to make a change. We have to try, and we just can't give in and just not try and bring in new foods occasionally. We just can't always give them chicken fingers or fries or waffles or things that they want to eat because they'll eat it. We have to slowly introduce different foods. A new study in the Journal of Nutrition, Education, and Behavior published by Elsevier demonstrated that repeatedly offering a variety of vegetables increased acceptance and consumption by children. Again, this wasn't children on the spectrum. It was children in the general population. In addition to their normal meal, children were served a small piece of vegetable 3 times a week for 5 weeks. A sticker was given as a reward to children trying a vegetable. Again, we're not forcing them to try a vegetable. It's just put on their plate. Parents found this method worked, and it was easy to follow. So we're just introducing something new. They don't have to eat it. It's just that they see it over time, and it lessens. Their response to it lessens, and they're more apt to try something. So it's important to try and limit processed foods. Wheat, sugar is so bad, and red meat. Try and add more alkaline fruits and vegetables. What vegetables do they like? Start there. With children who won't eat more alkaline, supplements are important to help balance the pH and break down cellular waste in the body and brain. I like Buffer pH by Voxa International. It's a supplement that contains many alkaline minerals, baking soda, and cell salts that buffer acid in the body and improve circulation. Buffer pH naturally helps aid weight loss, helps blood balance blood sugar, helps detoxification in the body. My family has used this product continually for over 2 decades to help balance pH. Drinking water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water, or add minerals to reverse osmosis water is important. We need to have minerals. Are they drinking the water you give them? Often we give kids water and the water sits there, so check if they're drinking their water. Besides Buffer pH, start supplementing with magnesium. Magnesium is such an easy supplement to give, and we're all deficient in magnesium. You'll sleep better. You'll be more relaxed in your body. And, again, it is really very simple. You can take it in capsules and check with your healthcare practitioner. Your child may need anywhere between, 400 to 600 to 800, depending on the medications that they're taking. If they can't take a capsule, I really like Natural Calm. It's a very simple powder. You mix it in water. If you put it in hot water, you can drink it instantly. It's actually citric acid and magnesium, I believe, citrate. It makes a chemical reaction. It makes it very assumable by the body. If you want to just put it in plain water, it's got to sit for 15 minutes. But we need magnesium in our bodies. This is known. Taking biweekly Epsom salt and baking soda baths or foot soaks helps to buffer acid by adding magnesium and nitric oxide to the tissues of the body. I do this twice a week, whether I take a bath or I do a foot soak. And sometimes I'll do both. I'll do a bath one time, and a few days later I'll do a foot soak if I don't have the time for a bath. In a bath, we put 2 cups of Epsom salt to 1 cup of baking soda, and it doesn't want to be too hot. You want it just comfortable. In a foot soak, we use 1/3 cup of each baking soda and Epsom salt. Watch your children in a bath. It's very relaxing, and it can, make them fall asleep. You have to watch them at all times. Whenever you start to clean up, you release acid waste, and that acid waste is going to bring on more symptoms. So many parents tell me, when I put my child in a bath, I don't do it again because they went crazy. Well, that's expected. When I put children through, if they're very toxic and I do an aggressive session on them, which I don't do, I try not to, parents tell me, wow, my kid was bouncing off the walls last night. Well, we try not to do that. But anytime we improve health, we're going to release waste, which is going to make them more toxic for a little while until that inflammation is less. And then you'll see it won't happen as often. Hopefully you won't have many of the symptoms. We need to take systemic enzymes. They help break down cellular waste. They're very important. I like Fibrenza. You can get them online, and they have 14 different enzymes. They're a very clean product, and they help to break down cellular waste in the body. And they're a big part to losing waste. My idea of detoxification is very different. Help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and detoxification. In my office, I put children through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic sessions, and it changes their life. It makes a big wave through their body to clean their skin, digestion, and brain. Learn to activate the lymphatics in your child in our virtual course. I added a bonus lesson on activating the lymphatics in the children in 4 easy steps. It's really life-changing. If I can help you understand how to help your child, teen, or adult on the spectrum, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Next show will be on how to help anxiety with 5 steps to help anxiety by improving the lymphatic system. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification. Have a balanced and joyful life.